Mike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's a Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot Rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch.
Let's take some calls from the public, shall we?
Join the Bill King Show now on the Cure Hotline. 615-844-5600.
I do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
I just left it blank. I thought, okay, can I occupy airwaves just gobbling up minutes with a guest here? I said no. Let's not do it. We've got guests tomorrow who are outstanding. Kevin will be with us, Kevin Hagan. Oh, I think I'm by the station today, and he sent me the Nick Saban book, or the book about Nick Saban by John Talty. I think that's waiting on me at the station today. I'll be there later this afternoon. I don't get over there even monthly. If you don't know, I haven't done the show from the radio station in many years, probably 6-7 years. I don't remember the exact year, but it's been a long time. And I'm never there. I've been to the station probably, 10 times through the years? Well, last several years at least. Anyways, yeah, Kevin sent that to me, and I am looking forward to that. I don't know when I'll have time. Maybe a little bit tonight, leaf through it a bit. I'm a speed reader, so it won't take time to get through it, but appreciate that. Brad will be with us tomorrow, too. But anyways, no guesting today. Yeah, no guesting today on the Thursday edition. 615-844-5600. On Twitter at Bill is King, and email the show BillIsKing7@gmail.com. We're on Facebook too. Well, camp is well established and underway on whatever campus, whatever you pull for, whatever school, whatever passion you have. For the oblong spheroid, it's happening right now. It's practice time leading up to games on every campus across America, high school, basically high school. Now, I think Noel Kemp said his starts, is it this Friday up in Chicago? Anyways, pretty much across America, it's underway. The oblong spheroid is underway. I'm excited. I am. I'm excited. And tell you what, Chubby sent a link yesterday, and I was looking at it. It was really the first time I've heard Jack Swarbrick in recent memory, the Notre Dame AD, talk about just this entire atmosphere. And it's, I got to say, I know, sounds a little self-serving. At the risk of that, okay, that's fine. But I know this topic so well. I'm sitting there, I'm reading a very long on campus, and I don't know who it was there on campus at Notre Dame. It was somebody at Notre Dame. maybe a faculty member, I'm not sure, interviewing Jack Swarbrick. And I got to tell you, the questions to him were better than anything I have heard from the media in any of the football media days or any of the topics about expansion in the future, name, image, likeness, whatever it might be. Now, expansion is twofold. It could be league expansion. It could be playoff expansion, right? Expansion doesn't mean just one item. It means two different things. So you have to be careful when you use that term. But the questions to him, I thought, were incredibly thorough, to say the least. Incredibly thorough, to say the least. Also, who was it? Oh, Danny in New York City sent me an interview with Dan Patrick and Greg Sankey, SEC commissioner. So a couple of interviews you guys sent me, and actually the Swarbrick one is in video audio form too. I didn't realize it until I started reading more, but I read the whole thing. This article, this interview with Swarbrick was very long form. It was not a quick little snippet here or there. It was incredibly long form. The Dan Patrick interview wasn't as good. Now, it was decent, but the one question that should have been asked, but because he's a pro guy, he couldn't think to ask this, Dan Patrick, is the money that the Big Ten is going to command, does the SEC have provisions in their contract that could even up their money to keep it commensurate? That was never asked. And that's why you need somebody with a PhD in the college game to be asking these questions and not a guy who does all pro stuff and then gets a college guy on. And now Patrick's pretty good at that too, but he's not a PhD guy. He's a PhD in the pro stuff. No question. He's a PhD when it comes to hosting SportsCenter. No question. He's outstanding. They ran him off because he was getting old. But you gotta make sure you hit the right points in these interviews. Anyways, so we have both these we can talk about a little bit this morning and whatever else comes up. 615-844-5600. A lot of latitude. Still the non-playing portion of the season. We are not in the playing portion of the season. We're still a couple of weeks out on that. Back to Swarbrick. Everything he said in this long-form interview, we have said right here on the show. Everything. I mean, whether it's playoff expansion, which is still the model that is favored by the people who have the most power, which is Greg Sankey and Jack Swarbrick, is 12. Expansion when we're talking about the playoffs, it's 12. It's not 16, it's not 8, it's 12. That's the one that they want the most. Swarbrick also said, to date, everything that's happened reinforces their independence. I don't think he's just saying that for PR purposes to be right. Like, I've said it all along, so I'm going to stick with it. But we're really not even thinking this. No, it's legit. Now, he didn't say we totally rule out conference affiliation someday. But he says everything that's happened, whether it's all this Big Ten news, whether it's Southern Cal, UCLA, and that news, whether it's a year ago, Oklahoma, Texas, whatever it might be, news-wise, all it's done is reinforce what we are, which is independent. He said specifically, what could change that? Well, money, meaning their network affiliation, NBC, or lack of access to the playoffs, which is not the case. It is 100% not the case. They feel like NBC is going to be very good to them when it's time for the next contract, and they're going to have plenty of access to the playoffs. Got to remember, they were part of all those meetings with Sankey and Bowlesby, etc. And who's the guy? What? Craig Thompson. Those were the guys in the meetings hashing out the exact form of the playoffs before the Texas OU story hit and everybody got their panties in a big tangle. Everybody got diaper rash after that. That weren't involved. Everything he said is commensurate with what we've said on this show. It was riveting. I wish I would have grabbed some of the audio clips. They're out there. You can find them. But I didn't. I figured I would just translate here on the show. Now back to Sankey. Sankey said all the right things, too, in the interview that Danny in New York City sent me. Chubby's the one that sent me the Notre Dame one. And Danny sent me the Dan Patrick, Greg Sankey interview. Sankey said, right now we're totally good with 16. We're very happy with 16 teams. Now, that doesn't mean someday things change. But he did say specifically what we have said on this show many times. You don't add teams just for the sake of some arbitrary number like we need to be at 18. He said we don't want to take money from our member institutions just to add teams. And right now that's what you'd be doing. Yeah. You don't want to take a number that is very attractive, longer divided, in the name of, well, we just need this many teams. Who made the rule up that more teams means you're better? That's not a rule. I don't know where that came from. Adding more teams does not make you bigger, badder, and stronger. It might make you weaker and less rich. You don't do that. There's no reason to do that. Yeah, no reason at all to do that. Noah Kev up in Chicago says, actually, this past Monday was the first day of helmet and shoulder pads. So they're underway. Paul says, Bill, remember Ricky Collins to LSU? That was trending. Remember Blake told us and hinted at that. Oh, probably months ago. He's committed to Purdue. Georgia Dog posts a picture. He got the book. Too. The Leadership Secrets of Nick Saban. How Alabama's Coach Became the Greatest Ever by John Talty. Yeah, that book's at the station. I'm going to get that later today when I'm in there. All right, we'll get the break. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. TDOT continues to try to clean up this truck crash out here on 40 westbound just past Fessler's. They're going to reroute you on to I-24 across the Sullivan Evans Bridge once you come past Fessler's there on 40 westbound. It's caused a pretty good delay over here this morning on this truck crash. Again, 40 westbound just past Fessler's. Ripley's is hiring for all 10 attractions, offering great pay and perks. You can apply online at ripleys.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
5X480, Dayton B100 V-Belt, one of the many parts Granger carries. It's also the item that helped Rob carry the day. The job was on hold, deadline fast approaching, but a quick search on Granger.com and Rob found his part. And with same day pickup at his local branch, he and his crew got the job done safely and on time. Get supplies and solutions for every industry with real-time product availability. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When was the last time you did something fun with family, friends, coworkers, and clients? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers affordable entertainment for all ages? That's what you'll find at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers in Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, Hendersonville, and Murfreesboro, with bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville or Murfreesboro, where they feature additional fun with bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling. Nashville's first curling venue is here at T-Line Nashville. Come check out T-Line Nashville and experience the world's fastest growing winter sport today. Curling is a fun and simple sport that's a perfect outing for friends, corporate events, families, or parties. T-Line also has classic bowling and modern bowling mini games. With over 20 HD TVs, you can come watch your favorite teams and some of the best food and drinks here in Nashville in the large bar and grill area. They also have an outdoor area with a fire pit, and you can't forget the live music. T-Line Nashville is a one-stop shop for a great night out. Located at 106 Duluth Avenue and online at tlinenash.com, you can book your party now or give them a call at 615-439-1024. That's 615-439-1024. And make sure you give them a follow on Instagram and Facebook at T-Line Nash for all the news, events, and updates. T-Line Nashville, Nashville's first curling venue, is here.
This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
Vicki Yates is here, ladies and gentlemen.
As a fan of both of the men, this is the place to be. Do you want to know about sports? This is the place to be. Listen to John and Greg. This is it.
Wow. That was awesome.
I quit.
Yeah, no, I'm done. That's a mic drop.
Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton. WNSR. Nashville Sports Radio.
Bill King is the king of college football, and his sample size is large. Just ask him.
Several times through the last month and a half-ish, came out and said, look, the more I watch the film, the more I'm dropping Peyton Manning. His name was Peyton Jones, Peyton Smith. He wouldn't be ranked as high. He said I'd probably have him as a high three-star. The more I watch these other quarterbacks in this very top-heavy class, the more I'm not so impressed with Arch Manning. SI, as in Sports Illustrated, in their SI 99, isn't that where they rank the top 99 players, I believe, in the nation, has four quarterbacks ahead of Arch Manning. Dante Moore, out of Detroit, up there by Clyde. He committed to Oregon. They've got number one. Number two quarterback and number four overall. By the way, Dante Moore, they've got number one as the quarterback, number one overall. Any position. From Downey, California, committed to Tennessee, Nico Iamaliva. They've got him number two on the quarterback list, number four overall in the nation. He's going to Rocky Top. There's a report that he gets $8 million to do that. That report has never been substantiated. Number three quarterback, number seven overall, they have Jaden Rashada out of Pittsburgh, Cali. And as you know, he's committed to Miami. And there's a report that's not been substantiated as well, that he's getting $9.5 million to go to Miami. Florida offered him $11 million. His lawyer or agent said they're not going to Florida because Florida's collective sucks. Florida's collective answered back on Twitter by saying, no, you suck. We don't deal with people like you. I'm paraphrasing. I don't think those exact words were used, but those numbers have not been substantiated, but they have Jaden Rashad up Miami, Cali kid, number three quarterback, 7 overall, and then they have Malachi Nelson, who some have ranked number 1 overall, the number 4 quarterback, committed to Southern Cal, number 8 overall. He reportedly already has a high school name, image, likeness of 7 figures, and you know he's probably got something already cooking for Southern Cal. Visited A&M a couple of weekends ago. Although I don't think he's going to flip from Southern Cal. Don't see that. So they have Arch Manning, the 5th best quarterback, and they have him 10th overall. They say that Tennessee's commitment, which is Nico Iamaleva, is the highest ceiling prospect out there, which others have said that too, including Shannon Terry, who now is the head guy of On3. He's the guy that's made the millions selling Rivals, selling 24/7, and now his latest venture, On3. He says the most talented kid, and he's got, now he doesn't have his own list, his company does, but personally, he has Nico Iamaleva, the top prospect in this class of 23, who will be heading to Rocky Top to maybe pretty quickly take over for the departing after the season, Hendon Hooker. So yet another service dropping Arch Manning. What does that mean? It means, well, I'm a believer in recruiting rankings. Rankings matter. But as far as what he's going to be, who knows? Let's get him on the field and then judge him that way. Get him on a college field and then judge him that way. Woody's Revenge on Twitter. Bill, just a reminder, that team up north and probably came in Nebraska still sucks. What does he mean, probably came in Nebraska? He's saying he doesn't have evidence. He's just saying probably. I don't know. And that, I got to say, regardless of Urban Meyer in that video, which was very wrong and very inappropriate, and I'm sure Shelley very upset about it, came in Nebraska's cute. I don't know her deal. Nothing about it. That girl's cute, say the least. What's that have to do with the show? I'm not sure. That commentary, what's that have to do with anything? I'm not sure. Probably nothing. Larry in North Carolina, whose son in a 10U game took an 0-2 curveball and hit it about 240. Again, he's 10 years old. That's hitting it. 200 is a long way for a 10-year-old. It's a long way. Larry reports that thing went about 240. My biggest problem is that kid throwing a curve. Why in the hell is some 10-year-old throwing a curveball? I don't know. Ask the parents. I don't know. Larry says, adding more conference teams does not fix the current issue surrounding the professionalizing of college football. Jax Warbrick said in that interview that in, he thinks about a year, within a year, we'll probably know the future expansion of the playoffs. Yeah, we'll probably know what's going on there. He said what everybody's saying. Name, image, likeness is a colossal mess. I'm going to use his word. He used the word mess. I'm using the word disaster. Yeah, I'm going to change the word to a colossal disaster is what we have here. Now, I told you I'm a little bit I'm playing mental volleyball with this because it's really good radio. The disaster part of it makes good radio. I understand that. So it can be a disaster and also be good for the show at the same time, if that makes sense. Will in Athens, Alabama. Bill, thanks for the reply on the email. Yeah, he wanted the address. I sent him the address. He's going to send me a T-shirt. He said, Bill, I don't have the T-shirt yet, but I'll send it. You do that at your convenience, sir. I just appreciate you even considering. Yeah, just appreciate you thinking of the show that way. Alan in Tampa checks in. He's actually at one of his condos down on the beach. Foggy down here, Bill, and it's a picture of green grass and high tides forever. You know, that's all. Matter of fact, that's one of the songs that gets played on the bumper music here on this show. From back in the, what was that, a 1970-something song. That one stands the test of time, though. That one doesn't get dated. Jim in Ramsey, New Jersey, about Arch Manning. Bill, it's not the kid's fault. It's the hype machine that put the kid there. That's true. It's, it's Arch is doing his thing, I'm sure, every day. And however they maneuver his ranking, so be it. Nothing he can do about that. Nothing at all. Woody's Revenge sends a list. It's somebody who has posted the ceiling and the floor for every college football team this season. Let me pull it up and see if it's even readable. It's done alphabetically. I'll just throw a few out. Alabama, they say the ceiling is 12-0. Now, this must just be the regular season. The floor is 11-1. So the worst they can do, now this is according to this list, is 11-1. Arkansas, which is going to be a very physical team, again, they have 11-1 or 7-5. That's pretty good distance there, disparity. Auburn, they have 7-5 as the ceiling, the floor 4-8. The Yellow Pine guy will get his revenge at 4-8. Matter of fact, if they're 4-8. Harsin won't make it to the 4-8 spot. That'll be done before that 8 is calculated. Or before that last game is figured out, the Alabama game. Yeah, that won't last. Clemson, they have, how about this disparity? 11-1, 8-4. A lot of people have Clemson in their playoff predictions. Florida, they have 6-6 as the ceiling. Whoa. 3-9 as the floor. Ouch. That stung right there. Florida State 9-3 and 5-7. 9-3, I think my Florida State guys will take that right now. Georgia 11-1, 9-3. Who else do I have? Iowa, they've got 9-3, 5-7. Kentucky, they have 10-2, 6-6. LSU 8-4, 5-7. I think they're about an 8-4 team. I agree with that. Michigan, they've got 10-2, 8-4. Miami, they've got 10-2, 7-5. This is done alphabetically. Just remember. Sporty, they've got 11-1 and 6-6. Mississippi State, 10-2, 6-6. This is the ceiling and the floor. All right, what about Nebraska, Bill? 8-4, 5-7. Yeah, but that 5-7 included a whole bunch of close games, Bill. Were we going to hear that again? Notre Dame, 10-2, 7-5. I think that is spot on. This actually is not a bad list. Ohio State, they have 12-0, 11-1. Exactly what they have with Alabama on that one. Oklahoma, they have 11-1, 7-5. Ouch. Baby Kiff, they have 10-2, 6-6. Duckies, they have 9-3, 7-5. Penn State, 9-3, 5-7. 5-7. Ouchie. For Jordan up in West Lafayette, 11-1, 7-5. They've got the same for Pitt. 11-1, 7-5. For... let me make sure I've got this. For Vanderbilt, they have the ceiling and the floor, 2-10. I think that's right. Southern Cal, they have 8-4, 7-5. Am I skipping anybody? Texas. Oh, this is crazy. I'm starting to lose it now. Is this right? Texas, they have 9-3, 6-6. Tennessee, they have 10-2, 7-5. Anybody else? South Carolina, 9-3, 5-7. Virginia Tech, for you Hokies out there, they've got them at 6-6, 4-8. West by God, they have 6-6, 3-9. For Pac-12, Dave, Washington State, they have 8-4, 5-7. So Woody's Revenge sends us, it's a list here that says we will pick the ceiling and the floor for every team in the United States of America. There you have it. Yeah, there you have it. Anyways, we're about to take the break. I'm perusing some of these tweets. I have a feeling Josh is going to get me in trouble today. So that's why I'm going through these carefully this morning. Will down in Athens, Alabama. Bill, no offense, but kids in high school getting NIL deals is a recipe for disaster. And, yeah, you're welcome. Love the show. I don't know if you make more than Live Bomb, but you should. There's no comparison. Well, what did we say? We had the list. California, Louisiana. There's about 10 states where you can have high schoolers pursuing name, image, likeness. Yeah, that used to be thought. Remember about a year ago, everybody thought, well, you just can't do that in high school. That's not true. There are states that allow this. I think Louisiana is the only one in the South that allows high school name, image, likeness. Not college. I mean, obviously, you're in college, but yeah, high school. Thursday edition. No guesting. We don't play that crap around here, y'all. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. They just cleared that truck crash. It was out there all night long on 40 westbound just past Fessler's. Now, there's still some heavy traffic over here, but it's better than it was about 15, 20 minutes ago. We also had a crash eastbound TDOT, moved it just past Fessler's near the Amhill Pike overpass. It's already heavy, 24 coming in from Rutherford County up through the Hickory Hollow area on 24 westbound. Watch your speed down I-40 through parts of Wilson County this morning. Ripley's is hiring for all 10 attractions, offering great pay and perks. Apply online at Ripley's.com.
You have a 90% chance of surviving a lightning strike. You have a 98% chance of surviving a shark attack. You have a 99% chance of surviving a snake bite. But you only have a 50% chance of surviving a crash. You aren't wearing a seatbelt. Your truck may be tough, but a seatbelt makes it tougher. Buckle up in your truck. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
Bundling home and car insurance with Geico is so easy, your neighbors are probably already doing it. But who? They may drop little hints like,
beautiful day out. Even more beautiful since we saved by bundling our home and car insurance with Geico.
Or,
yard work is hard. Much harder than bundling with Geico, which was easy.
Or it may be even subtler, like,
speaking of burgers, we bundled our home and car insurance with Geico and saved a bunch of money.
Bundling is easy with Geico. Just ask your neighbors.
It's a Bill King Show.
Plain Kiffin. Let me get this straight. Bill, smooth-talking James Franklin just lost a quarterback recruit to Sun Belt Billy. Put him on the hot seat, Bill. The only thing James Franklin is good at is working the coaching carousel for a raise each year. He's really good at that. He's very, very good.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
He knows more about the oblong spheroid than any man in America. It's Bill King.
No guesting on this Thursday. I thought about a few things, but decided, you know what, don't do it, Bill. Just hold back. There's plenty of content for 3 hours. You know, we don't have an issue ever filling 3 hours. Matter of fact, I don't even think about it like that, but in essence, that's what the job is, right? It's 3 hours you fill. You being me and you, all of us, we fill 3 hours on the show every day. I don't want any more. I don't want four. Remember when we first got back to terrestrial, we were only doing two. And you folks resoundingly said, Bill, you are not going to get away with this. You are not, no. Make it three. And after, a year maybe? I don't remember exactly, but we moved it back to three. I was kind of getting lazy on the two. You know, I was getting used to it. I was like, two is nothing. I mean, two, you blink and that's done, right? Literally, you blink and boom, it's over. Three, it goes fast too. But remember during the spring of 2020, beginning in March, and everything started canceling and leagues and teams like Connecticut canceling. And we were sitting here, I was assuring you that we're going to play football. Remember, I never relented during that entire mess. And I told you, let's just say everything does get canceled, including the SEC, a league that's not going to buckle to the wokeness, okay? But let's just say it happens. Not 1 minute, not 1 second was spent worrying about how we're going to fill the time. Not at all. I said on this show, I am not worried about content if that were to happen. I wasn't worried about that happening either. But just to give all the folks out there who were saying, Bill, I take it easy on the we're going to play football. I don't know, Bill. That dang virus can jump from one guy to the next. I don't know, Bill. I just know that I was confident that we are playing ball, y'all. Topwater Assassin, who's been playing some options, man. I know initially he was doing, if you had Spy yesterday going into the open, you did well. My son Billy, and they're on about a 1 week break at dental school at Louisville where he's at. And during the show yesterday, he said, Bill, I just made 300% on some spy options at the open. He's good. Yeah, dudes, I don't know if anybody around him knows what he's doing when he's in these lectures at dental school, but a lot of those days he's playing the options. I'm not kidding. Life's good, baby. No, life's good. Topwater Assassin. Bill, the Clemson-Notre Dame ceiling contradicts each other. It seems like they're assuming both teams lose to each other. Clemson is in South Bend in early November. That's a big game, or at least it looks like it should be a big game. That could be a playoff-type determiner. That game could be. Okay, I said could be. Yeah, we'll see. Jim up in Ramsey, New Jersey said, Bill, in New Jersey high schools, you can pursue name, image, likeness. That makes sense. I could see that. Yeah, I could see that. I had a list of the various states. Not a big deal. I lost it. Greg, checking in this morning down in Florida. Bill, sounds like that list you read, and it was, again, a guy put out the ceiling and the floor for every team in America. A through Z, whatever. Says, Bill, that list probably was by Free Shoes U. He's saying FSU put that out. He says, I'll bet $100 on it. Free Shoes U did it. Sam Dog, who's a Georgia fan. Bill, is it a sin if you don't know it's a sin? Says, I've been drinking Propel water and recently discovered it's actually a Gatorade product. We do not consume Gatorade at my house because it was invented at Florida. I remember when that stuff came out in the 70s, that, and it tastes good now, but that green stuff did not taste good. Remember that? It was only that green-flavored junk in the early days, and I could never understand the appeal of that. Now, nowadays, they have, and they have all these various flavors. They taste good. Yeah, they taste good. How many of you go back to the 70s also? Not only the discovery and the invention of Gatorade, but the space food sticks, remember those? Those little chocolate sticks. Based on, what was that based on? This is what the astronauts take with them or something? Those were nasty too. God, those were nasty. Those did not taste like chocolate. Remember? You remember those. They came a little packet. Nasty. All right, we'll take the break. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. They just cleared that truck crash. It was out there all night long on 40 westbound just past Fessler's. Now, there's still some heavy traffic over here, but it's better than it was about 15, 20 minutes ago. We also had a crash eastbound. TDOT moved it just past Fessler's near the Amhill Pike overpass. It's already heavy, 24 coming in from Rutherford County up through the Hickory Hollow area on 24 westbound. Watch your speed down I-40 through parts of Wilson County this morning. Ripley's is hiring for all 10 attractions, offering great pay and perks. Apply online at ripleys.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Brett Musburger's Action Update. Sign up for free daily sports betting coverage for the Vegas Stats and Information Network at vsin.com/newsletter. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Exactly 1 month before the first NFL Sunday of 2022, the preseason starts this week for all teams. The Buffalo Bills, now a +600 favorite to win the Super Bowl after opening at +750. The Bucks at +700. Chiefs and Packers each at +1,000. Rory McIlroy, the favorite to win the FedEx St. Jude Championship, underway today, the start of the FedEx Cup playoffs. McIlroy at +100 with Cameron Smith and Scotty Scheffler at +1,400. Justin Thomas at +1,600. Red hot winning picks at experts.winnersandwiners.com. Save 75%. On any best bet package with the promo code ACTION75. That's ACTION75 at experts.winnersandwiners.com. For VSIN.com, I'm Trey Westerberg, Nashville Sports Radio.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to get conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
Babbel's interactive lessons are created by real language teachers and voiced by real native speakers using a modern conversation-based method. So in no time, you'll be speaking confidently about real-life topics in another language.
Nosotras vamos a México en dos días y ahora hablamos español.
Gracias, Babbel.
Sí, muchas gracias.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. For this morning, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. High near 87. Partly cloudy tonight. Low around 69. Mostly sunny tomorrow with a high near 86. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Chris Stone.
Sports Radio WNSR.
He knows all there is to know about Johnny Five Star, and now you can too. It's Bill King.
Yeah, the Swarbrick interview was very good. It's the best interview, short or long form. This was long form, y'all, that I've heard about this entire planet we find ourselves new to. It was so good. Could have been better. I mean, I would have asked even better questions, but it was good. It was the best I've heard. No doubt. Clyde says, Billy, sorry I missed the first 38 minutes because I had a coworker talk my ear off from everything from catfish to his new Yukon SUV to his 3 acres. I'm not a morning person. I like getting to my desk, get on my headphones, and listen to the Bill King Show. So this dude talking to Clyde, man, wasting his time, talking about his property, his SUV, and catfish. Who wants to hear that crap on a Thursday morning? Seriously. Who wants to sit there and be subjected to that? Here's another good question. It's really not show related, but it's related because I always talk about how I like to play the options market. Will. Will in Athens, Alabama. Bill, is it true that regulars can only make 3 trades a day? Yes, but let me make sure people understand this. Yes and no. The answer is yes and no. Yes, if you have an account under $25,000, you can only make 3 day trades, that is, in a 5-day period. Day trade is when you buy and sell the same day. So if you bought something and didn't sell that day and waited till the next day, that doesn't count. So it'd be 3 day trades in a 5-day period. If you're under 25K. Now here's the alternative to that. If you're going to start an account, make sure it says cash account. If it says cash account, which you can get at any of your brokers, then they don't hold you to that day trade finite number per 5 days. I know that's confusing. So if you don't have 25K in your trading account, just make sure it says cash account. Make sure it's in a cash account, and then they don't hold you to that 3 day trades per 5-day period. That is a rule. I know that probably confused the bleep out of everybody just then. There's 2 alternatives to that. Make sure it's a cash account, or don't do 3 day trades in 5 days. Or hold it. Yeah, hold it till the next day. Now, the problem with holding it, if you're in options, is those things could deteriorate by the time you got to them the next day. That's the problem with that. Jim in Ramsey, New Jersey. Back to Sam Dog. Bill, my high school trainer used to make it in the powder form of Gatorade. Yeah, a lot of people, if it's a big, like, drink container where you have gallons in there or something, like a 5-gallon, 2-gallon, 2.5-gallon, they'll do the powder. Now, it tastes a lot better today. Chad said, Bill, Alabama received some bad news when JoJo Earl is out a couple of months maybe with a broke foot. I saw that. Yeah, I saw that. That kid's supposed to be, I mean, we've been waiting for him to explode, and this is his second year, and that's going to set that back a little bit. When you're talking about a foot. Yeah, when you're talking about a foot injury on a wide receiver, that's, you're taking the wheels away when you do that. The quarterback at Wake Forest, Sam Hartman, is out. They're saying it's a non-football related issue. This kid's put up a whole lot of yards there. That's a setback for the Claw offense. That news actually hit yesterday during the show, and I didn't get to it. You know how I always talk about later in the day, I always look back on the show and I think, okay, I didn't get to this and that. Wished I could have. That was one of them. There's always something that gets left on the cutting room floor after the show is over. Doggone right, down in Cochran, Georgia. Not the Georgia dog on the Emerald Coast. Doggone right. Bill, maybe NIL is why they've added 87,000 new IRS agents. You think that's it? Because none of these kids know anything about taxes and that all this stuff they're getting is taxable. So we need all these extra agents to make sure they're cooperating. That's a good one. I like that. No, I like his thinking there. not a clue about taxing and all that kind of stuff, all these things. Not a freaking clue. All right. We got two more hours here, y'all. Omni National Hotel.